problem with it. But as to make it part of the the moderately priced housing unit ordinance, I object.
But they really haven't asked for the advantages that that program provides.
I don't know that. I heard Mr. Lynn say, you know, this was moderately priced housing units, and he feels that the ordinance is appropriate. I think that's great. If he's going to do that on his own, no problem. I don't have a problem with that.
We'll clarify that later.
Okay. Yeah,
no submissions have been made for MPHU on this.
Okay, understood. But I've just heard it taken, you know, discussed. I feel that because this application has garnered a lot of negative responses among residents, that some things aren't being considered. You're probably aware of the comments that the State Office of Planning Coordination made. I've got a letter here that was done on September 15th, and I have a hard time finding any positive comments. They all say it shouldn't happen. And then I don't know what happened, but there must have been a turnabout somewhere along the line.
That's not true.
That's later.
Well, I'm reading this letter, and it says...
Jim,
I think there's a later letter.
Okay, well, I have the September 15th letter. So if I have the wrong letter, I'm sorry if I'm not informed.
I think it's your later letter.
Okay.
That's right. Let him.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, figure it out. Okay. Well, the letter I have it may approve just this portion, but again, I'm kind of confused and muddled with all what we've heard about the residences on one side of the highway and the other side of the highway. So I won't refer to this anymore.
I'm sure Mr. Fuqua or Mr. Lynn be glad to take you out back and explain it to you and show it to you in their letter.
Only both of them.
Sure. All right. I know you're aware of the comments made by the State Office Planning Coordination. A couple things. The application is still on a level 4, which according to the State Planning Office and our current comp plan is located in a low-density area whose purpose is to provide a full range of agricultural activities and to protect agricultural lands. It's critical also that a lot of this is on good recharge area, and I do believe that we need to take that into consideration as far as maintaining and preserving our ability to recharge water in this area. Multifamily housing, I think, is out of character with the surrounding residential communities. I just think taking Baywood into consideration is not appropriate. This is not the same as Baywood. The people in Baywood don't own their houses anyway. This doesn't take into consideration also the cumulative impact that 410 units is going to have in an area where you saw all that development around there. I'm a cyclist, as you know, and I ride on 24 every once in a while, and I've seen traffic backed up way past Burton's Pond going towards Route 1. And so, yeah, this traffic light is going to control traffic, but it's still an F intersection. It was an F before, and it's still an F, okay? And that means failing. Until something is done to 24 or fewer homes are built along 24, we're going to still be faced with that F situation. I mean, I live here. I ride a car here, and sometimes I can't take 24. And 23, of course, is getting built up just as fast. I feel that there are many issues that I've mentioned and some that I've not discussed, primarily because the adjoining subdivision application for Burton Communities will not come before you in a public hearing. This site and subdivision in the environmentally sensitive district, as it shadows Burton Pond, will have serious environmental impact on the area. It's not appropriate for such a high number of housing units. It's time that Sussex County stop assuming that every application placed before you is appropriate for development. There is nothing that guarantees every landowner everywhere a right to impact my property rights to clean and safe water to drink, forests to support wildlife, and safe roads to travel on. As I feel, the application should be denied in its current configuration. I believe a suitable use for land can be made that would have fewer residences, less impervious surface, and more open space, and compatible with surrounding residences. You're only seeing this part of the applicant's overall plan. You did see some of it. But I think the cumulative impact bodes ill for residents and those of us who use the adjacent roads. I believe it would be good growth management and a responsible approach to ask that this application and similar developments of this magnitude and scope, referring to the subdivision as well, to be placed on a waiting list to be reviewed after the revised comp plan is approved. You know, it's a hard thing to decide. I think what Mr. Lynn has proposed there's some good points to it. But I think you got to take this into a cumulative aspect. How is it affecting the residents who live there at Pinewater? How is it affecting the adjacent roads? 410 new houses added to all that is happening around here. as Mr. Cole once said, when is enough enough?
About 11 o'clock.
Well put. I'll give you my two letters, even though.
Okay.
My name is Marianne Scott, and as you probably already guessed, I live in Pine Water Farm. I went to the planning, many of us went to the planning and zoning meeting, and now this meeting, and heard all of this. And truthfully, first of all, I feel compelled, after Mr. Fuqua's referral, to all the men who sit here with their credentials, that I would like to tell you that I'm credentialed in my field nationally. And if I could go back on that room, those rooms, we would be the engineer from DuPont, the manager from Armstrong, all of these people who are also credentialed as adults and people who have chosen to live in Sussex County. And what I would like to say is, just as these men and this planning has been done, we also planned and chose where we live in an AR1 district. I happen to be a retired nurse. My husband is a retired plant engineer for a printing firm. We bought our ground, and then we had a home built in Pine Water Farm. And if I could only use one of the multiple demonstrations that they have, the entire peninsula on Burton Prong and the Hopkins Prong and Herring Creek are one development after another where people plan their future, their income, and chose where they are living here in Sussex County. And we chose an AR1 place where there was open space. We gave up our multiple trees in Pennsylvania and our multiple outside work, but we still have ground, and that's what we chose. And so I think there's a lot of planning that has gone on with all those people who live there. And our intentions are as good as the planning here. And I hope that the county council thinks of the multiple credentialed people who are living here.
Ma'am, I got one question.
Sure.
I know we're Pinewood Farm, but are you on a central system or you have a septic tank?
We have a septic.
Okay.
And it does surprise me that this whole development is also going to have a multiple septic.
It's just a big septic system.
A big septic system. And also, when you look at that, one of the diagrams that looks at the peninsula, we are water on that side and we are water on that side. We're not on the water, we're on the flat because we were retired people. But the thing is, that whole thing is going to drain into the water. I can't see. My big point when I first started thinking about it was the water. And 367, and I know Mr. Esposito says that it's coming from Angola at this time, but there will be other wells drilled, perhaps on our ground, or their ground, going also taking the water. And all of the, yes, it's a well-planned, I mean, even I'm impressed, that all that the impervious substance that is going to be there, I mean, I read the water background and all that kind of stuff. Where is the water going to go through after you have 367 units there? We do have a septic system.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah. name's John Davidson. I live on Holly Mount Road, which is within about 9/10 of a mile where this project may be. Jim, Mr. Fuquay refers to this as a fill-in area, but I guess most of Sussex County has become a fill-in area if you get right down to it. he also, I've been in several hearings and heard him speak. You know, he's a good speaker, but also he'll definitely let you guys know when the state doesn't approve of a development, he lets you know right away this is a county decision. And when the state does, you know, I guess, approve, you know, give some good comments, he'll jump all over that too. So I don't know which way he goes, I guess. But this is an AR1 piece of ground.
Mumbling down there.
I said, sound like you, George. That's why I said.
I know what you're
saying. This is an AR. This is zoned AR1. And there's a lot of us in the area who, you know, I'm one, you know, look for a piece of ground in AR1 that you think is going to stay that way. And you know, I invested a lot of money in the area I have, the ground and all. I'm not, you know, and it's a shame to put this stuff that's out of character in the areas where people have bought and the AR1s, because that's how they want to live. And they're zoned that way for a reason. And if, you know, for somebody, you know, you guys are going to have to come up with some other zonings or something, because if people are going to go out and look and decide they want to be an AR1 and that's what they're supposed to stay, and you're going to come along and start changing zonings just to, you know, to suit somebody's what they'd like to do with a piece of ground, it's really unfair to the ones that you know, that looked into it and bought accordingly to how you do have it zoned.
You know what the R stands for.
Right, it's residential. You know what the A stands for, too.
But what do we have
it's
today?
It's a combination of both.
Right, right.
This is a change of zone, gentlemen.
This is a change of zone. This isn't, you know, if they wouldn't do their cluster, you know, there's nothing you can do. That's zoned that way. I know when I bought my ground, you know, the zoning, you can do the cluster houses. I know that. But you weren't going to do the townhouses or condominiums. And, you know, and that's what they're asking for. And I think that's, you know, that's what's really the wrong. You know, you got to redo some zoning or something. But if somebody's going to go out and look for an area, you know, an AR1, and that's what you expect it to stay, it's like there's no way you can't do it.
You feel then it like it'll set a precedent for...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And then, you know, if you compare it to, you know, these townhouses to Baywoods, I mean, Baywoods are approximately 700 feet off the road. There is no comparison. And they're taking, you know, basically it's the cleared area. You know, I know they're saving the woods and all, you know, but if you look at the pictures of the houses they're proposing, they've got trees as tall as the roof lines. Put the pictures back up, and you'll see. I like to know where to get these trees to make it all look so pretty, that tall so quick.
How would this affect your use or value of your property?
I can't. I'm not a expert on that, I guess, so I'm not going to say, you know,
But what's your fear?
Oh, it's out of character of what everybody else has in the area there. There's no doubt about it, you know. You're going to have a lot more traffic on those roads. And like they say, 24 is bad. I mean, Holly Mount Road is, that intersection right now with 24 is extremely dangerous. You know, they're willing to pay to make the improvements to line the roads up, which, you know, if any of this does go through, you know, I think that's good. But I will emphasize, and they said, you know, they were going to do the improvements prior to occupancy. If you start breaking ground out there and have a lot of trucks coming in off the road and they haven't done those roads first, somebody will get killed most likely. If they do go to the developments, they need to do the roads before any site work is even started. And I would hope you guys would stipulate that in any, if you did were to pass something that was stipulated. Because before occupancy means they can go ahead and start cutting the roads and everything else, they can put in a model home and everything, and that's just going to be outrageously dangerous.
You know, sir, the only, you know, and I agree, I think the developer should pay for those road improvements 100%. I guess my only problem is that we just had an incident, you know, that the development on Old Landing Road, they had to contribute millions of dollars now, and with the state being in charge of that stuff, now they're not going to do it at all. I mean, they're just walking away, and, you know, it concerns me. I mean, to be let the state sit there and, you know. And,
well, these guys are saying they're willing, you know, to pay for all that, and they're saying they're willing to do it before occupancy. Let's make them do it before site work starts.
I think that's what they said.
Yeah.
No, he said before occupancy. I wrote it down.
Yeah, before occupancy.
I'm talking before they.
$1.9 million worth.
Yeah.
And
you won't live long enough if you think the state's going to do it ever.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, the only improvements they're doing is right in front of their place. I mean, right in, when they get done on.
They're doing it right away. Did you read what the PLUS program said? I mean, they're doing it right away. 15-foot easements down the whole side road. So if 24 ever does get expanded and active.
Just in that area. Yeah.
Well, I understand, but it's yes.
I'm talking, you know, Holly Mountain Road, too. I mean, they're only improving a little bit there to where the development stops. I mean, you're going to send the rest of that traffic down a very much unimproved road.
Why don't you just listen to his
okay.
concerns?
Because I drive it every day.
Debate him.
No, I'm not debating.
You
I'm
didn't
just
debate
telling
the
him what some of the things they have
to
do.
Debate the like, opposition.
But I mean, it all gets down. It's you know, it's an AR1 piece of ground. If you're going
to
pass this, if you change this zoning, I don't know if there's any place in this county you can't go, and expect to be able to have your zoning changed. You know, from an AR1 to an MRPC. If you grant this one, why can't you grant it anywhere else somebody wants to do it?
They do.
Well, this is a developing area.
Yeah, it is a development district.
But zone AR1.
I understand.
Right.
That. I do understand what you're saying.
I hope so.
Anyone else?
John Furbush, I live on Holly Mountain Road. Also. Great presentation, a little long. I'm curious, you said a lot of great things about what you're going to do with Burton Pond. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that piqued my interest is you're going to make it available to the public. As a developer, as an attorney, I want to know how you do that when you walk away when it's done. Okay.
You directed questions to us.
Okay. They make a lot of nice presentations. I've been here before, I've heard these. And my concern is, after the project is finished, there's nothing in writing, there's nothing to hold their feet to the fire. What I think will happen is the homeowners will take over and there will not be any public access to Burton Pond. Now, if there's some way that can happen, I'd be interested how that works.
You're thinking there could be a liability question out there with, and the homeowners association may not want to
absolutely
take the risk.
Maybe they better deed it over to the state and let them that way. It'd be a perfect.
Mrs. Burton should have deeded it over to the state 30 years ago.
That was her property. She needed to.
But I don't know how they can say is going to be to the benefit of the general public, because when it's finished, they're gone.
It would be right.
Yeah.
Long-term.
Okay. Maybe they can explain. Maybe they can deed it.
Or you can certainly, maybe
to
you
the
can
public good.
Ask Mr.
Maybe they can provide
meeting.
Some information.
After the meeting, you're glad to talk to them. I'm sure they'd be glad.
Well, no,
to.
I think when people make these comments and they come up with these flowery presentations and tell you how great it is. Is there some way we can get it in writing that it actually happens?
Yeah.
Just
in
like
in
the trees RPC. On the trees on the plot plan
condition.
That are never going to be there. They look beautiful, but do we have any way to ensure this is what the community will look like?
Mr. Griffin.
Wrong lawyer.
I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to have to ask you now. Is there any way I could ask Mr. Fuquay to answer that question?
Sure.
Yeah, we can. I guess
the answer to the question is that with an RPC, council can impose conditions that they believe are appropriate. And the developer has made, as part of their presentation, the offer to make the pond available for public use. So
I think I heard that.
That's something that's on the table
that
council can impose.
And I'm sure you all thought that's a great idea, because you're here for the public.
Well, in the RPC process, we make a stipulation to be put in perpetuity forever at the end of it.
We can put conditions, make it into our deal.
Is it, as the developer in this packet, I haven't been able to get through it all. Proposed any conditions in any of this, Mr. Fuquay? Is there any proposed conditions?
They have, and I'll pass copies of
those
down.
I think Mr. Fuquay dropped them off down yonder.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ferber.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
No hurry. No hurry. Tell George go hurry.
My name's Mary Lipiot, and I live in Brandywood. My property would back up right to the condominiums in that area. So everybody else has pretty eloquently stated opposition. I just wanted to let you know that I'm also in opposition. I feel that that area is not, the condominiums would not be like the surrounding areas, and my land would be directly behind all of those condominiums and townhouses. So I would also be in opposition.
We get your last name again.
Lippiatt, L-I-P-P-I-A-T-T.
Ma'am, you're more against the condominium townhouse character versus anything else.
No, I'm pretty much against it all.
Okay. You don't like anything about it, is what you're saying?
No, I like the open land.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're going to say 75% is open.
Like 100% saved.
Oh, you want 100%? Okay. Yeah.
Get your checkbook out there. I got something to tell you.
My name is John, excuse me, John Huckel, and I live at Pinewater Farm. I've lived in that area for 43 years. I've done a lot on Burton's Pond. 25 years ago, I got in a canoe and carried that canoe over 12 beaver dams going towards, what is St. George's Chapel. It was good open water. Today, I mean about 10 years ago, you could barely get beyond that point because of the growth.
You mean weeds? You're talking about the weeds?
The weed growth.
Lily pads.
It's not weed growth. If you're out there in a canoe and you're paddling right along, you'll come up on an island that you can't even see. It'll nearly turn your canoe over because it's solid. The other thing that I'd like to bring up was probably about 10 years ago, the gates on Burton's Pond rotted, and it nearly went dry. And I certainly can't take full credit, but I can tell you what, I got on the phone and begged Senator Cordray to do something about it. The highway put in the new gates. Who is going to control Burton's Pond when these people take over if the highway owns those gates?
They will. Ask them what a great job they've done on Hearn's Pond so far.
Well,
Conceiver. I mean, that's their job. They split it up between Demerack and Delgott.
There's another good question in my mind. I know the Mrs. Burton of the man who's selling this ground when she was alive. There is another Mrs. Burton who piled dirt all over both sides of 24 so that people could not get into Burton's Pond. It is not the same Mrs. Burton, which I find rather interesting. I wonder who the real Mrs. Burton is.
Sir, can I get your last name again?
Huckel.
H-U-K-I-L-L, John Huckel.
Thank you.
Huckel, okay.
I live in Pinewater Farm.
What was passed down, Jim, is just findings of fact. There were no proposed conditions.
They're on the way to you. Next, anyone else?
They're somewhere coming in.
All right.
Right here.
I'm not sure I can see everybody. Was there somebody back? Okay, everybody's spoken then who asked to speak. Thank you very much.
Jim, I do have a question. I'd like to go back and ask Mr. Fuqua and the applicant.
Well, we're going to have to then give the protesters
if they want
the opportunity.
It's about sewer issues, yeah. Engineering department. Is it okay?
If you're willing to give the applicants the opportunity
I have no
to
problem.
Respond.
Jim, would you please step up there, please? That Jim. Concerned about Tidewater Artesian all getting in the sewer business, right? So it kind of piqued my interest there to check and see what our engineering department had responded to you all. And I'm looking through the plus and the comments, I guess, from Mr. Rob Davis. And he has checked off that the project is in a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district or water district. And they said yes. And it seems to get to the crux of it that they would like to see, the county engineering department has said they'd like to see you know, get in a long-term contract. But when Sussex County is in the process of being able to hook up with the county sewer system, they would like to see this system abandoned and connected to the county system so that you can get the wastewater, not like in this on site here, but away to where we treat it and the county treat it. And your response was, however, due to legal issues regarding this, we declined to offer a comment. Could you offer a comment tonight, or are you still concerned? Because my concern is we're seeing a proliferation of a lot of these little small package treatment plants operated by a company that's in the business of doing it. We may never see them get on a county system. And for years, all I heard about, and the county has done a very good job of regional type of disposal of our sewer and waste to get it away from the inland bay. So with this being the proximity of where your drain field is, are you still declining, or are you willing to meet the concerns of planning and zoning, I mean engineering department, and hook up to the system when and if it's the, and it's called the Herring Creek planning area. So there is some work been done. It's a proposed area.
How many years are we away?
So
I have to defer a little bit to Mr. Esposito, but I think in essence what it is the county, and particularly the state, as you know, the Public Service Commission regulates water companies and wastewater companies. They can get authority to do that if the county isn't providing service there.
We are not now because we've got a lot on our table.
But once that investment is made in that utility, I don't think Tidewater, who's going to be basically operating this and owning this facility, I don't think they just want to hand it over to the county.
Well, I know they don't.
That's called a taking, and right. They'd expect compensation for it.
It would have to be a financial agreement worked
in the
out.
For years, Jim, you stood here, and developers built these systems, and as soon as they built the county
them.
Specs, and it
they salvaged
and it,
them.
Right, and then they were known to be they were going to be eventually turned over.
Now you have to buy them.
Well, whatever. But I'm just saying is, I think there needs to be some kind of an arrangement or some kind of an agreement with the county engineering department in Sussex County that when, and I'll read it here, if you'll give me a minute, I'll find it again. When Sussex County provides sewer service, it is required that the treatment system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the developer or homeowners association expense. And that is what the county engineering department has recommended in their response in the plus. And basically, you took a pass on that one. Well, it concerns me. I don't know about the rest of them, but it concerns me that we're going to have all
said,
these.
I think there's got to be a financial issue worked out because that needs to be done internally on our side.
And then we need, while this process is going on, we need to have the developer make an arrangement and contractual arrangement
because
with our engineering department.
I mean, I don't see
how. Can't do it afterwards. We have to do it now.
I understand that.
Right. I would only add that's an issue that's much bigger than this application.
Right. Well, no, it's. Yeah. I mean, I know there is a need, and there was a concern, and all the developers wanted to develop all out like Isaac's Glen and all these places that were outside the development districts, outside our planning areas. Crept in, not you, but Tidewater and Artesian, these other, they've seen money to be made. And they can see developers wanting to go ahead and do things fast, and now they're owning them and want to keep them. And I get concerned that we're going to have private entities within our sewer district where we're taking the stuff away from the bays, and they're still putting them in a high-tech disposal system, basic high septic system.
Is the effluent that is drained into the soil treated, does it come up to a higher standard?
Could you just explain what you're not dumping?
Secondary treatment.
I'm not trying to second-guess our engineering department. They would like to see it connected. If you read the letter, you'll see
it. I understand, but they don't have a solution. Made a suggestion.
Maybe I missed something. But
they don't have a solution.
They just want them to give them to it?
No, I didn't say they had to give it to them. I'm just saying I would like to see some kind of an agreement made with our engineering department in the county, in Sussex County.
How can you make an agreement with Tidewater because we don't know what year we're going to get there? I mean, the values are going to change.
I bet we're 5 to 8 years out probably, I would think.
Once Tidewater becomes the operator, it's forever. And they're in the middle and disposing of their waste of this community in the middle of one of our sewer districts. We prided ourselves on putting in all these regional systems, and now all of a sudden you're going to abandon that approach we've taken all these years and not do it? I'm just saying, make an agreement with our engineering department. Let them sit down. I think they're smart enough to do it.
I think
our boys can do it.
I can back up a second.
You better get Mike Izzo.
I know Mr. Tidewater. Wait, Mr. Tidewater here. I know that's not his real name. We'll call him Mr. Tidewater. Mr. Tidewater, it's his business to get these out there. He's out there hustling them, bringing in business to Tidewater, and they like that.
Because Democrats I understand what his anybody is. That's got 35
and I understand what his motive is.
Has to have a
but I work
system.
For the county, and I think the county and our county engineering department is on the right track, and we ought to protect that.
But a lot of times we hear that our county system is being overburdened. Why would you want to just put a future burden on that system if we have one that is being regulated and is working fine?
Because we have proposed to put a sanitary sewer district regional systems around the inland bays to protect those inland bays and get the waste away from the water. I mean, from the natural water bodies and inland.
Okay,
and that's what we're
doing.
That's
the point that I need clarified. Someone said this is just a giant septic system. This is being treated.
Mr. Cole said that.
Mr. Cole said that.
And then somebody from
where
the
is it? It's in a drain field.
What type says it?
What is it? We can do with it.
All right.
Truck it away.
Excuse me. We call Mr. Esposito to the microphone. Would you please explain before you interrupt it again?
My name is Gerard Esposito. I'm president of Tidewater Utilities, Inc., the water provider, and Tidewater Environmental Services, Inc., the regulated wastewater provider. I'll answer that question specifically. The treatment plant proposed is not a septic system. The drain field is not what is going to be used to dispose of the highly treated wastewater. I can say that a septic system provides about 50% removal efficiency. Our treatment plant is a sequencing batch reactor system. I'm happy to take the council to any one of the facilities that we own. We own five facilities in the state. One of them that's operating right now, an SBR, it's called, sequencing batch reactor, is operating at the retreat. It disposes of the waste through a rapid infiltration basin, not a drain field. And I have lots of diagrams that I was going to show if you wanted to get into it. It's
not
too
tonight.
Late to do that.
Nope.
But this is highly treated wastewater. It is better than drinking water standards when it comes out of our treatment plant.
Do you let Mr. Cole have a glass of it?
No, Dale, that's not the issue. Your engineering department, the people you hired, have stated they want to see this abandoned and hooked up to our county system.
George, we're just answering the question about the level of treatment.
I didn't ask that.
Mr. Phillips did.
That's not the question.
It is the question we're answering.
You don't want to hear the answer.
No, that's not the issue. The issue, I know they treat it properly.
I know, but we're answering somebody else's. We're
we
answering somebody else's question.
All right. He's just deflecting it off to something else.
The issue is... You both may be seated. He doesn't want to hear the answer. Thank you for stepping forward.
No, it's not an answer that we need to know.
Thank you. Have a seat.
We need to see if the folks who are in opposition wish to designate somebody to Mr. Tyler.
Make it short, but my name is Mike Tyler.
I'll tell you what.
The retreat was brought up, and I remember when we testified at the retreat, they said, and this was before Mr. Esposito got involved, that they would turn over their system to the county because we said it was leapfrog development. It was so far out, and you were putting this at the confluence at the beginning of Love Creek, and that was a big concern of all the residents. And they said, well, we have a redundant system, and when the sewer comes out there, we'll connect up to it. I remember that discussion. You can look in your minutes, but Mr. Lank may not remember that, but I remember because the big concern was for protecting Love Creek and the beginning of Love Creek where the retreat is located. And that sticks in my mind as them saying that they would turn it over to the county when sewers came to that area.
That was basically the standard practice.
I think we were going to get that answer one way or the other, but we never quite got that far, so we're not calling them back up again tonight to get that answer from if they would or would not. Mr. Griffin, continue, please.
I think everybody has been heard from.
Yep.
Anybody else want to speak?
All right, we'll hold your peace.
And commission deferred.
Oh, you want? Todd wants his bail, huh?
Don't move just yet.
Mission deferred. Okay. We have to do likewise.
Now, the only I got one question. Do we have the engineering department and the developer negotiate an agreement?
Well, I think the short answer to that is that the county will require that the system be built to Ordinance 38 standards so that it could be hooked up, but I don't think we're going to resolve the issue tonight of whether at some point down the road.
No, I don't say we. I'm just saying, should we leave the record open so let them to negotiate to find out if they want to do it? They may say, no, we've got an agreement here that.
This is a regulated system.
I think that's if Tidewater has a CPC in, then, you know, the county didn't challenge that, so.
Do you have a CPCP in or whatever? Do you have an official anything from, like, they're all silent for a minute. Wait a minute. Gentlemen, do you have anything from any?
I think the hearing closed, because if you open it back, if you ask them another question.
We're not asking them any more questions, Mr.
No, you just, somebody just made a statement, Mr. Griffith, that they had one. I don't think they do.
I didn't say that, Mr. Cole. They have to have one in order to serve.
Right.
And the county can challenge those on a case-by-case basis. We don't have the history of appearing in PSC to do that.
No, we have an opportunity now to do it, Jim. You know that. Don't try to help them too much tonight.
I'm not
please.
Trying to help anybody. I'm just trying to end the hearing that you wanted to end at 11 o'clock. And
we defer.
Second.
Yeah, there's.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones, that we defer on CU or CZ 1610. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. And the hearing was closed, Mr. Griffin?
Right. Yes.
We will put it on a later date. I need a motion to adjourn.
So
I have a motion seconded to adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye.
So carried. Mr. Lank in the blue shirt, sir.